How glad he was now that he and Thorndyke had struggled so long and so furiously with a balky Bergenholm on that trip to tempestuous Trinco. For as a result of that trip he did know Bergs, with a sure knowledge possessed by few other men in space. Number 4 lead is shot somewhere, he reported. Must be burned off where it clears the plaster. Careless overhaul last time, got to take off the lower port third cover. No time for wrenches, get me a cutting beam and get the lead out of your pants. The beam was brought on the double, and the lensman himself blasted away the designated cover. Then, throwing an insulated plate over the red-hot casing, he lay on his back. "Hand me a light!" and peered briefly upward into the bowels of the gargantuan mechanism. "Thought so," he grunted. "Piece of 4-0 stranded, 18 inches long. Ditmars number 6 clip ends 20 inches on centers. Meyerbeer insulation on center section doubled. Snap it up! One of you other fellows bring me a short, heavy screwdriver and a pair of Ditmars 6 wrenches!" The technicians worked fast, and in a matter of seconds the stuff was there. The lensman labored briefly but hugely, and much more surely than if he were dependent upon the rays of the hand lamp to penetrate the smoky, steamy, greasy murk in which he toiled. Then, "QX, give her the juice," he snapped. They gave it, and to the stunned surprise of all, she took it. The liner again was free. "Kind of a jury-rigging I gave it, but it'll hold long enough to get you into port, sir," he reported to the captain in his sanctum, saluting crisply. He was in for it now, he knew, as the officer stared at him. But he couldn't have let that shipload of passengers get ground up into hamburger. Anyway, there was a way out. In apparent reaction, he turned pale and trembled, and the officer hastily took from his medicinal stores a bottle of choice old brandy. "Here, drink this," he directed, proffering the glass. Kinnison did so. More, he seized the bottle and drank that too, all of it, a draught which would have literally turned him inside out a few months since. Then, to the captain's horrified disgust, he took from his filthy dungarees a packet of Bentlem and began to chew it, idiotically blissful. Thence, and shortly, into oblivion. "Poor devil, you poor, poor devil," the commander murmured, and had him put into a bunk. When he had come to and had had his pickup, the captain came and regarded him soberly. "You were a man once, an engineer. A top-bracket engineer, or I'm an oiler's pimp," he said levelly. "Maybe," Kinnison replied, white and weak. "I'm all right yet, except once in a while." "I know," the captain frowned. "No cure?" "Not a chance. Tried dozens. So..." And the lensman spread out his hands in a hopeless gesture.